But first, an initiative was filed yesterday to ask voters to prevent their state lawmakers from voting on bills that would directly benefit them or their families. The Democracy and Accountability Act would strengthen conflict of interest rules, eliminate a ban on door-to-door ballot collections, and address restrictions on the citizen initiative process. It'll need more than 230,000 signatures by July 20th to qualify for the 2020 ballot. And if it does, the people behind it are confident voters will support the act. And joining us now to tell us more about the proposed Democracy and Accountability Act is Attorney Rupali Desai. Rupali, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So there's a lot to this, and it intends to do a lot of different things. What's at the core of it?
Yeah, well, so I think the main point of this initiative is to be an initiative of the voters. This is not an initiative that carries issues that are a special interest issues. They are important to Arizona voters. And so I will summarize briefly the four or five things that this initiative hopes to do. It at the top of the list is sort of putting in place a meaningful conflict of interest law, because Arizonans want to make sure that their politicians are not corrupt and they're not passing laws that only benefit themselves and their family members while leaving the rest of the Arizonans behind. It provides for voter assistance, because we know that voters in Arizona want to have access to the ballot. And that's a really important right that we need to protect. That part of the voter assistance is giving folks more time to vote their early ballot, so extending the early voting period. And it protects the right of voters who sign initiative petitions. And finally, it does some cleanup and streamlining of procedural requirements with respect to direct democracy and citizen initiatives.
Now, thematically, it seems like this is something that will try to address sort of that criticism of lawmakers of kicking the can down the road. But then when voters decide something they don't like, then they sort of in the aftermath try to change things. Is this all about this sort of political thematics that we've seen?
Well, I think what we're really talking about doing here is putting into place laws that make sense for voters. And so while politicians have been passing laws relating to voting for a long time, I think they sometimes miss the mark on the things that are the most important to Arizona voters. And so we've really tried to capture here the things that we hear about from people time and time again that are really important to them.
And bipartisan support, do you anticipate that?
Absolutely. Yeah. And in fact, I think that people can get behind this idea that voter fraud is not okay and should be punished. And you'll see in our initiative that we actually strengthen penalties for voter fraud if folks are collecting ballots to throw them away or to not have them be delivered to officials. We strengthen the penalties. But if voters need assistance to have their ballots delivered to officials, we want to make sure that there is a path forward to do that.
Is there a concern that this violates the single subject clause of the Constitution? There's a lot in here, as you and Steve have talked about.
Yeah, so the single subject rule does not apply to citizen initiatives, and the Arizona Supreme Court has ruled on that issue. It is not an open question. While the legislature is confined to adopting legislation that only relates to one issue, citizen initiatives can have a number of different things as long as they are not trying to amend the Constitution. So that would be the separate amendment rule, and of course this initiative does not touch any constitutional provisions.
There have certainly been some lawmakers whose names will come to mind when it comes to conflict of interest. Is this about strengthening certain aspects of that? Does it need strengthening actually in the law? Have there been ways for lawmakers to skirt the current law, or do the laws actually there need to be strengthened?
The laws in Arizona relating to conflict of interest are fairly weak. So we have the rule of 10. You may have heard of that phrase. And it really, what it does is it sort of says, it allows folks to propose and vote on laws if it only a number of people, a few people are benefited. This provision really goes more broadly, and I think it's more realistic for what we know happens down at the legislature, which is that there are opportunities for electeds to take advantage of their position and to enhance their own financial position with respect to their businesses and their special interests. And while we want to make sure that legislators are passing laws that are good policy, and sometimes that may benefit themselves, what we don't want to have happen are legislators passing laws that really only benefit themselves and their own family members.
And Rupali, quickly, as a final follow-up here, when it comes down to getting enough signatures, we've seen in the past, it's important to have some financial backing for this, important to have people who can collect valid signatures. That's a real challenge. What do you think it's going to take to get there?
Well, the client in this matter is Arizona Petition Partners, which is the state's largest paid circulation company. And so Drew Chavez, who is the president and CEO of Petition Partners, has provided his full backing to this initiative and will be collecting signatures. So I think there will be no question that we will have more than enough valid signatures for placing this measure on the ballot and allowing voters to weigh in.
Attorney Rupali Desai here to talk with us about the Democracy and Accountability Act. Rupali, thanks.
Thank you.